إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praises due to Allah, we praise Him, we seek His help and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah allows to go astray, no one can guide him. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship and obedience except Allah. He's alone without any partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. We ask Allah to raise his rank and to bless him and to protect him and to have mercy on him. Amen. Alongside with his family and his companions and all those who follow his true guidance. O you who believe, fear Allah as you should be feared. Do what He commands and stay away from what He forbids. Put a shield between yourselves and Allah's punishment. And do not die except in a state of submission as Muslims. O mankind, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul, and from it created its mate, and from them both spread many men and women. And fear your Lord from whom you demand your mutual rights, and do not cut off your family ties. Indeed, Allah is ever watchful over you. O you who believe, fear Allah. Do what He commands and stay away from what He forbids, and say that which is correct. If you do so, Allah will rectify your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has attained the highest success. As to what follows, the best narrative is the speech of Allah in the Quran, and the best guidance is the example of our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The worst affairs are issues that people introduce into this complete way of life at Islam. And every introduced matter is an innovation in this religion. And every innovation leads astray. And every leading astray ends up in the fire. We seek refuge in Allah from the fire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the first Friday after Eid al-Adha, the feast of sacrifice. And I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make all your days days of festivities and celebrations and happiness. However, alhamdulillah, Allah just blessed us this last week and we had Eid al-Adha, the day of sacrifice. And hopefully we can learn a great example from that day if we reflect on what we're celebrating and not get stuck in the superficial matters. Not get stuck in the superficial matters of going and slaughtering an animal. We would gain great benefit indeed. I came back the day right before Eid, and I just wanted to celebrate Eid with my family. I haven't done so for a long time. And I came as a visitor to the masjid today, but the brothers, may Allah bless them, said they want to hear me talk. Not realizing that I've been speaking Arabic for a long time and my English is not really on par, but forgive me for my shortcomings. Just a few reflections, inshallah, that I've seen in the last week that I've been here, and some things that I have personally experienced. Hopefully Allah Azza wa Jal will bless us, and may Allah make us from those who hear speech and follow that which is best. أَيَّجْعَلَنَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اسْتَمَعُوا الْقَوْلَ اتَّبَعُوا أَحْسَنَا. When they listen to any type of speech, they benefit from it and they follow the best of it. So disregard the shortcomings and deficiencies on part of the speaker, but get the message inshallah and benefit from it. Eid al-Adha, the day of sacrifice. The example of Ibrahim alayhi salam and how he was commanded in a vision to sacrifice his only son. at the time. And what did he do? He told Allah, I hear and I obey. And this is the idea. The idea is that the believer, when he is commanded by Allah Azza wa Jalla and by His Messenger, and of course you don't get revelation right now, so when you're commanded in the Quran and the Sunnah, you say, Sami'na wa ata'na. This is the example of the believers, as Allah says in the Quran. When they are commanded with something, this is what they say, Sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. We implement, we practice. Ibrahim was to sacrifice his only son, and he did not hesitate. He consulted with his son, and his son said, you know what to do. You know what to do, Dad. There's no hesitation. Do what you were commanded. This is what his son told him. So another lesson we can learn is that a family should be a unit that encourages us to obey Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whether the family member be small or big, whether it's your wife or your child, consult with them, with whatever happens in your life, but remember that your goal is to obey Allah. You're only here as a servant and you're only here to obey the commandments. Alhamdulillah, I was blessed and fortunate to pray Eid. We did it in Orange County. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to come to you guys, even though I would have loved to do so, but my family had made prior arrangements and I'm only visiting. So alhamdulillah, we were able to meet with the Muslims there and we prayed with them, and it was indeed beautiful to see the Muslims come out. It was a rainy day, so we were not able to go and sacrifice the animal on the rainy day, so we went the next day, alhamdulillah. An idea that came to my mind, and I was reflecting over it, we stayed there. I think one of the brothers, at least from this community, we saw them there, mashallah, may Allah bless them and accept from them. But an idea that I saw was that a lot of us are stuck on the superficial matters. The superficial matters meaning that we kill the animal and we say alhamdulillah, we celebrated Qurbani and Eid al-Adha and we sacrifice, and this is the order of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whereas Allah Azza wa Jal says that none of the blood or the meat of your sacrificial animals is going to reach Him. لَن يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. Allah is not going to get any of the meat and any of the blood because He's not in need of it. وَلَكِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. The only thing that Allah is looking for from the believer when He commands him to do something is the taqwa. And this is a word that we constantly hear. To put a shield between yourself and Allah's punishment. And how do you do so? By doing what He commands and staying away from what He forbids. Something that I reflected on, the sacrificial animal is actually not a huge pillar in Islam. It's only recommended for those who are able to do so financially. And of course, it's to celebrate. Allah Azza wa Jalla created this whole universe for your service. This is a fact. My daughter was asking, she's like, so you guys are going to go kill the animal? That's not nice. I said, yes, it is nice. We're not trying to be cruel. We're not trying to be inhumane. We're using that which Allah gave us. This is a fact. However, Allah gave us these blessings so we can use them for a purpose. To strengthen ourselves and to empower us to worship Him and to serve Him better. What I saw, unfortunately, alhamdulillah, the slaughterhouse was packed with Muslims, and they were going to select their sacrificial animals, trying to find the fat ones, the ones that are healthy, the ones that don't have any deficiencies. And sure enough, alhamdulillah, they sacrificed them. We ask Allah to accept from those who sacrificed. A thing that I noticed is most people don't really know what they're doing. They don't really know how to sacrifice the animal. That's one thing. But what's more important, and this is what hurt me personally, was the fact that we stayed there from the time Asr came in till the time Maghrib came in. And I did not notice anyone from the Muslims there stopping to perform Asr Salah. The sacrificial animal is recommended. Asr Salah is a pillar. If you don't do Salah, you don't need to sacrifice anymore. Because you've already sacrificed your religion. You've put your religion to the sword. So that was something very hurtful. And that's why I'm saying we're stuck on superficial matters. We're stuck on actions that are empty of a spirit. And this should not be the case. We should not worry about superficial matters. We should worry about the spirit of the matter while performing those matters that might be apparent. So I'm not trying to say don't worry because Islam has a skin and it's got a meat. Islam is a wholesome. Udkhulu fi silmi kafa. Allah tells the believers, enter into Islam wholeheartedly. That means enter into the commandments of Islam fully. Don't take a part of it and leave a part. It was easy for these brothers, mashallah, and they brought their wives, some of them, and you know, some of them brought the children. None of the sisters that I saw there covered their heads, which is another obligation in Islam. So we sacrifice another obligation for the sake of killing an animal. We're eating meat all the time. It's not like we're in need of meat. But people are feeling like they're doing something nice. And I want to encourage that. Alhamdulillah, it is something extremely positive to spend from your wealth and to sacrifice. This is something beloved to Allah Azza wa Jalla. The idea that I'm trying to bring home is to get our priorities straight. The priority is to serve Allah. There is five main pillars in Islam. That's what we need to do. If you don't do that, you've done a really terrible thing to yourself, first and foremost, and then to your relationship with your Creator, and then to everyone that you're in contact with, because you are no longer a true representative of this faith that you carry. One reflection, I hope it sinks home, inshallah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ونبيك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. All praises due to Allah, and I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship and obedience except Allah. He's alone without any partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger, and I ask Allah to bless Muhammad and to raise his rank and to raise his mention, and to bless those amongst his family who are believers, and to bless all of his companions and all his true followers till the last day. Another reflection, which is to get our priorities straight. The first part of the khutbah was about the right of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's get the rights of Allah straight. Another aspect, and this is something that's related to Eid, because Eid time is a time where families celebrate together. However, the unfortunate fact is many of us have cut off our family ties. We no longer mix with our family members for one reason or the other. Maybe my sister-in-law said something to my wife, or my mom got upset with that sister's husband or something like that, and then we cut off family ties. This is very prevalent in the community, unfortunately. Because what we have is, we haven't really reached out to the community outside, the non-Muslims. We're really consumed within. So if you find somebody who's Desi, Bengali for example, his parties and the community that he's with is the Bengali community. So he's circled himself with his own community. However, in this small community, we end up finding ourselves cutting our ties. Eid is a time to connect family ties. And the most important of rights after Allah's rights are the rights of your parents. Now, I just witnessed something extremely extraordinary, which is the birth of a child. Allah blessed me with a child, alhamdulillah. Amen. So I ask Allah to bless the child and to bless all the children of the Muslims.
Allah,
and to bless the children of the world to save themselves from the hellfire
Allah,
by becoming Muslim.
Allah,
the reason I'm reflecting over that is not to boast that Allah just blessed me with something, because I had nothing to do with it. And many people, subhanAllah, as Allah says, He says, He provides to some families female children. And He starts with females, mind you. Then He says, and He provides to some families male children. And then to some families, He provides them mixed up. They get boys and girls. And some families, He does not give them anything. So that basically includes all of humanity. Some people have boys, some people have girls, some have boys and girls, and some have nothing. Correct? However, before we look at children, all of us came from somewhere. We all came from our parents. Right?
Yes.
Originally from Adam alayhi salam and his wife. But every single one of us here and every human being has parents. And these parents have rights over us. Now, what I learned this last week is to appreciate my parents more. Because I'm reflecting over this child that's born and it's less than 40 hours old. And it literally cannot do anything on its own. Nothing whatsoever. It can't eat,
It can't clean itself. It can't sleep. It can't do nothing on its own. And I'm thinking, subhanAllah, look at me as a grown adult. And look at all of us right here. Everyone here, even the ones who are not too big, they can reflect over this. We were in that state one time. And people took care of us. They cleaned our butts. They fed us. And they did not sleep the nights, so we can sleep the nights. The point that I wanted to reflect on, and this advice is for my myself, first and foremost, is to appreciate our parents more. If you did not call your parents on Eid and did not spend time with them on Eid, make sure you do so. Call them up and tell them, I heard a khatib who just came from Medina. The guy in the airport, the customs agent, is a Muslim. He's like, brother, what are you doing? Everybody went for Hajj. What are you doing here? I said, I got lost. I got on the returning flight. But the point behind it was, alhamdulillah, Allah blessed me to spend Eid with my family for the first time in more than a decade. And it was a blessing, alhamdulillah. And I cannot complain whatsoever. But some of you have not connected with those who are most important to you after Allah Azza wa Jal. After Allah Azza wa Jal, your parents. Your parents, your parents. And I can't say it enough. And this is what Allah Azza wa Jal says. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ He tells you your life cycle. He says, give thanks to me and give thanks to your parents and you're going to return to me. That's your life cycle. You start, he gives you life, they nourish that life, then you die, you're going to go back to him. Your whole life is what did you do to repay the ones that took care of you when you were a child. Now I see some people in the crowd, they might be older, and they're like, well, my parents are dead. And that's correct. But you can still take care of your parents after they're dead. By praying that Allah Azza wa Jal forgives them. And that's what Allah Azza wa Jal reminds us to do. He says, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْ Oh Allah, have mercy on me. Oh my Lord, have mercy on me and on my parents. Oh Allah, forgive them like they raised me up when I was tiny. And that's what I just saw. A tiny piece of flesh. A creature called a human being that Allah Azza wa Jal blessed with life. But that child has no clue what the mom went through. And the mom especially, because the dad, I'm the dad. I didn't do anything. I saw the woman in pain. She nearly died. If you just reflect over that, that your mother, every single one of us, nearly died when we came into this creation. The least you can do is not to harm him. Not to harm her, and not to harm your father. That's the least you can do. Forget doing extra stuff. Not to harm them with speech, not to harm them with feelings, not to harm them with your eyesight. And our scholars and our teachers tell us some things. I mean, it might be very far-fetched. And living in this society, it teaches you to disrespect elders and to disrespect your parents. A lot of you come from the East and you know that you're not supposed to speak in front of your parent. You don't look your parent in the eye. Over here, we lose a lot of these aspects. And that's fine. Some things are tradition and we might need to get rid of some traditions that are not correct. However, what we need to train ourselves to do is to respect our parents and to make them feel good as they made us feel good when we were children. So these are my two messages for today. Giving Allah His rights and putting our priorities straight. He does not need you to kill an animal for Eid, but He needs you to remember Him, that He created you and He sustains you and He gave you everything that you have. And the only thing He asks for is your heart. And He asks for you to come to Him in submission. And the next thing He tells you, the second commandment in Islam, after Allah Azza wa Jal says, worship me and worship me alone. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا He says, your Lord has enjoined, He's made it into Allah, into a commandment that you do not worship anything but Him. And then the next thing He says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا And to treat your parents with goodness. Not just with regular goodness, but with perfect goodness. With perfection. To the best of your ability. We all have struggles. And I'm the first over here. I'm speaking, and I have given my parents a nice time in their life. But I ask Allah to forgive me for the shortcomings. And I'm reflecting with all of us that we need to take care of our parents. And if you want your children to take care of you, to pray for you when you're dead, and to say when you're living, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh my Lord, have mercy on them as they took care of me when I was tiny, when I was small, when I was completely dependent on them. Then treat your parents good, because as you do, it will be done unto you. This is a universal law that does not change. If you want good children, be good to your parents. If you don't want to be good to your parents, think twice before you have children. But remember to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, and to give rights to where rights are due. Give rights where rights are due. And this is part of putting our priorities straight. So the first priority after worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal and obeying Him is to take care of your parents. Not just by feeding them and clothing them, but taking care of their hearts. Taking care of them, making them feel good. Because this is what they live for. And a lot of you have children right now and you're saying, wow, I wish my son can hear this. I know some of the uncles here are like, Brother Ahmed, man, I need to have you sit with my son and talk to him about this situation. It's never too late. Pray for your children if you want them straight, because Allah is the one in charge of the hearts. Pray for yourself if you did not do good with your parents, because Allah can forgive you. If you're not dead yet, Allah will forgive you. If the sun did not rise from the west, Allah will forgive you. But recognize that you made a mistake and say, oh Allah, forgive me. And at the same time, pray for those that you've wronged, whether it's your parents or your other family members. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت إنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك. Oh Allah, guide us with those whom you guided, and have mercy on us, and bless us, and take care of us, and be our supporter. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to grant us the good of this life and of the next. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. We ask Allah to bless and to raise the rank of our messenger Muhammad as he did with Ibrahim and his followers. And we ask Allah to bless us all as the followers of Muhammad and to be true representatives of his faith. Not to just kill the animal. One of the Muslims there, may Allah bless him, he told the Latino lady and he said, we're killing the animal now because this is our Christmas. We get two Christmases every year. And the brother is wearing a cross on his hat. And when I came in, I thought he was one of the Latinos. But it turned out that he's one of us. So let's be true representatives of our faith. It's called the Eid of Sacrifice, not the Muslim Christmas. And let's get our priorities straight. And let's give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal who gave us life. And give thanks to our parents who nourished us in our life when we were children, when we were in complete dependence to them. Allahu a'lam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.